Studies find we create at least 25% more waste during the holidays. So some local businesses and residents are opting for more sustainable gifts. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Zoe Reed visited Philadelphia's Christmas Village at Love Park to talk to business owners who are seeking to reduce waste.
On a cold, windy day, shoppers at Christmas Village cozied up with hot chocolate and browsed the vending booths for hats, scarves, and tree ornaments. At the Vellum Street Soap Company stand, there's candles in salsa jars, bath salts in kombucha bottles, and skin lotion in pickle jars.
We have everything from tallow soaps, lotions, candles, lip balms, Fat Marshmallow, which is our most popular product, bath salts. Everything's made here in Philly.
Ona Melissa Torrey makes her products from tallow or beef fat. She sources from local farms to reduce environmental impacts. And all the jars are repurposed glass, Torrey says, to reduce the amount of trash that goes into landfills or somewhere else.
It gets shipped to a lot of places, you know, out of our country. A lot of it ends up in the ocean. So everything you throw away, it's not gone when you throw it away. It still exists somewhere in some form.
Torrey and other sustainable business owners say they've seen an increased interest in ways to avoid waste this holiday season. Tara Martinak owns Re-Up Fashion in Haddon Township, New Jersey. She takes discarded textiles from old clothes, curtains, and quilts and turns them into fashion items. Martinak says it's to reduce the tons of fabric waste that gets burned or sent to landfills. She says her customers are starting to think about how to reduce waste by shopping locally and looking for sustainable products.
We kind of have to take a step back and look at what we are buying and how we're buying it. Tradition and holidays are fun, but it doesn't need to be an excuse to stop caring about the earth or the environment.
Philadelphia resident Meg Retz is also trying to keep used items out of the trash bin. She says she gives her kids secondhand items for Christmas and on birthdays. For her daughter's 9th birthday this month, she got her used rain boots.
Anything that you can get that is not new, not from a store, not from Amazon, really feels like a better use of resources. I love the idea that we are not buying plastic rain boots over and over and over again when we can do it in this much more environmentally friendly, cost-effective way.
Shop owner Melissa Torrey says there are many gifts you can make yourself to reduce waste.
Candle making is a really easy thing. And soap making also. If you can bake a cake, you can make soap.
Another way to reduce waste? Try wrapping gifts in reusable cloth or with recyclable materials like newspapers. For the Climate Desk, I'm Zoe Reed, WHYY News.